The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Wow, this is so shocking. I mean, this is astounding. This is a bombshell. Who would have thunk it? Scientists have now discovered men are physically stronger than women, even when they're pretending to be women. Yeah. Yeah, this is big news. I think most people with common sense know that. And it's not a matter of importance. It's a matter of biology, anatomy, and physiology. Men normally are stronger physically than women. Now, that doesn't mean they're superior in any way. That's just the way it is. But the whole transgender movement has been trying to convince the entire world if a man decides he wants to be pretty and begins taking hormone treatments and reduces his testosterone and maybe even goes through some surgery and so forth, all of a sudden, he is completely 100% a woman. Well, as I said, you don't have to be a doctor, a medical expert, to know, no, they are still a biological male. Well, now we have a brand new report that says, oh, biological males. In fact, let me read some conclusions from this report from the Sport Council's Equality Group. Sports Council Equality Group. A couple of days ago, released this report, and the conclusions, at least part of them, are as follows, and I quote, biologically male athletes participating in women's sports have unfair advantages over women, according to the Sports Council Equality Group. The report found that there are, quote, retained differences in an average woman's strength, stamina, and physique compared to the average transgender woman, important, with or without testosterone suppression. Now, I'm sure that you already understand that, but just in case, let me interpret that. A man who transitions to a woman with or without testosterone suppression retains superior strength, stamina, and physique to a fully biological woman. The ultimate conclusion? The report concluded, quote, the inclusion of transgender people into female sport cannot be balanced. Regarding transgender inclusion, fairness, and safety in gender-affected sport where there is meaningful competition. Well, we already knew that. But the Olympic Committee doesn't. a whole bunch of high school athletic associations here in the United States don't know that. Quote, in a frequently asked question document, the researchers additionally noted that testosterone reduction or suppression does not negate all the physiological advantages of having developed testosterone-driven strength, stamina, and physique. So in other words, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. You can change the appearance, you can even change the testosterone levels, but because that individual was born as a man and had male testosterone, you can take that away later in life. It does not, quote, does not negate all the physiological advantages of having developed testosterone-driven strength, stamina, and physique. The organization that did this research aims to promote and develop equality in sport across all the equality strands. Then it goes into detail about what the difference between sports. There are some sports where there wouldn't be a great deal of difference, like rhythmic gymnastics. However, other sports, quote, have significant physical factors of strength, stamina, and physique due to the nature of the activities, such as artistic swimming. So they're saying something like rhythmic gymnastics, maybe a biological male competing against biological females, there might not be much difference. But if it is a sport or an activity that demands stamina, strength, stamina, and physique, like swimming, it's not fair. It's not an equal playing field. And my question, you know, and of course, the liberal progressive left has been all over this whole transgender thing in sports, defending men competing against women and trying to pretend that there's not really a difference. There is a difference. And my question has always been, where are the feminists? Where are the women's rights advocates standing up for women who are in high school and in college and recently in the Olympics? Where are the women's rights activists standing up for the rights of female athletes who are being forced into unfair competition? Now, this is not the first study. This is not the first report to report on the obvious. Anybody with an ounce of common sense knows men and women are different in physical strength, stamina, etc. And this is just the latest in dozens of scientific studies indicating that even if you reduce the testosterone level, even if the individual goes through sex reassignment surgery, so forth, they still have a superior advantage over biological females. Will this put a stop to transgender women competing in high school, college, the Olympics? We can only hope so. We can only hope that common sense will prevail. But when it comes to the liberal progressive left, common sense is not real. It's not really valued on the liberal left. All right, my number 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay tuned. We will be right back. I promise.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. That's got to be one of the funniest things I have seen in ages. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. We got the TV monitor here in the studio, and we've got it on one of the news cable news stations. And there's kind of breaking news out in California. Off the coast at Huntington Beach. I'm very, very, very familiar with Huntington Beach. Very familiar. I've been there dozens of times when I was growing up in California. So anyway, I saw, Huntington Beach. I thought, oh, man, I know all about Huntington Beach. Been there. Well, there's an oil spill right off the coast of California between Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Seal Beach, Newport Beach. There's a bunch of oil platforms, oil drilling platforms. They've been out there for years. Well, one of them has a pipeline off the coast of Huntington Beach, and they have a pipeline. When they bring the oil out of the ground, they pipe it over to Long Beach, which is where I was born. And they think that maybe a fishing boat dropped an anchor and punctured an oil line. And there has been a little over 100,000 gallons of oil that has leaked out into the ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach. Now, I don't want to make light of that at all, because it messes up the shoreline and the beach. In California, Huntington Beach is one of the nicer beaches. And anyway, and birds, I mean, it can get on their feathers and so forth, and I mean, they could die. So I'm not diminishing the importance, although 100,000 gallons of oil is very little when you're, well, anyway. So it's serious, and they put up booms, you know, rubber booms, floats, so that it won't go any further. They're trying to contain it. But here's what is absolutely hysterical. The company involved, who's, you know, owns the oil platform, well, we got to do something. The press is going to be all over us, and the environmentalists are going to be all over us. So we got to do something right now. We got to do something immediately for this oil. So here's what they're doing, and I'm not making this up. I promise you. They have a tiny little rowboat with three guys in hazmat suits. I mean, full complete hazmat suits, the shield on their face, breathing apparatus, and so forth. In this little rowboat, and here's what they're doing. They have dozens of rolls of paper towels. Paper towels. Rolls. I was watching them. And they are taking the paper towel rolls and they're tearing off one sheet at a time and they're dropping it in the water. And then they're waiting for the paper towel sheet to soak up a little bit of oil. And then they've got this hooked rod, or rod with a hook on the end. And then they hook the paper towel and they put it into a paper bag. That's how they're dealing with an oil leak of over 100,000 gallons. Yeah. Oh, I am sure they will do more, okay? But what impact will three guys in a, I mean, it's a tiny little rowboat. Three guys in a rowboat throwing out single sheets of paper towels off a roll and soaking it up and putting them into plastic bags. How long will it take them to soak up 100,000 gallons? But they're doing something. And the news crews can show film that I just watched. 100,000 gallon oil spill, and they're soaking it up with single sheets of paper towel. But there are three of them, and they got a lot of rolls of paper towel. Oh, my goodness. It's just incredible. Oh, my. Okay. I'm sorry, but I couldn't help but crack up. Wow. Hey, here is an update on a story that I brought to your attention last week. A professor at UCLA by the name of Gordon Klein. Gordon Klein is a professor of financial analysis, law, and public policy at UCLA. Well, he was recently suspended. Now, he got his job back, but he was suspended because he refused to grade minority students easier than other students. He was told, you got to be easy on the minority students. Don't fail them. Give them a higher grade. Give them credit for tests they didn't even take. Allow them to avoid even taking tests like the white kids do because they're disadvantaged. And Gordon Klein said, are you kidding me? How is that going to help them by giving them something they didn't deserve? I'm not going to do it. And so they suspended him. Well, he got his job back, but now he has sued UCLA because he suffered, quote, financially and emotionally because of the incident. He's suing UCLA for breach of contract, violating his privacy, and retaliatory discrimination. Yeah. What a weird, bizarre. They were going to fire him because he refused to treat people unequally. I thought we were all about equality and equity. Not so much. So Gordon Klein is suing UCLA. I have no idea where that's going to go, but we will keep an eye on it. All right, you are listening to Bob Burney Live, and here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.